guy, so digital system guy. So two different products, and so as you can see, so the allocation is here. So you just, so they just hit here and then they a drop down list. And if you find that people can't see this or we need to highlight it more, just tell us. Yeah, just tell us so it makes more sense. We will change anything to make it better. We are in a constant state, what's called an agile world, so we're in a constant state of changing everything that we have to make it more effective, faster, and all that sort of stuff. Because as I said, it's like if 10 million people join the crypto market in the UK, we see no reason why we can't get 10% of that. We don't think we'll get 100%, but we should be able to get 10% of that. And that should be billions of pounds, and when it goes, literally, it'll happen in literally 90 days. Because it's so easy to join these days. Do you know what I mean? And they'll go bang, join, send some money, super fast.
It is the minimum value, is the minimum amount on that sheet, because...
Yeah, it's behind the drop-down list.
Behind the, okay.
So that's the drop-down list there, so it's just behind that. So that's what I just show you. We can have a look in a second. So the other thing just to understand is that we have three different types of customer. Okay, now, so we have individual customers, corporate customers, so people who want to be in a company, and the last one is what we call super fund, and that word will change. It'll change to super/pension fund. In Australia, pension funds are called super funds, superannuation funds in the UK. In Australia.
So it's basically an individual taking their pension out and putting it here.
So what happens is that pension funds are normally in two different types. They're either managed pension funds, whereby the that pension fund would invest on your behalf, and the other one is self-managed pension funds.
So we've got ISAs and SIPs.
Yeah,
which is sort of equivalent to,
yes,
but not the same, but different.
Yes, they are. So you have one is remotely managed, the other one you have influence over them. So this is what happens is that they are allowed to, if you have control over them, in Australia, you are allowed to invest on your behalf. So we have people now, we have pension funds now, individual pension funds now that, that's where the big money, there's $750 billion in self-managed pension funds.
So can I just ask a question on that? If I've got a personal pension here in the UK, mm-hmm. and I want to, say, take out a lump sum and invest it,
It wouldn't be through your pension fund. It would just, just be individually.
So it would be under individual?
Yeah, okay.
Just wanted to check.
You just need to.
No, I bought a bundle. Now I want to increase my Ethereum, and I don't want Bitcoin. I can do that after.
We just need to make sure it works properly, because as it's behind the scenes, it's actually really, really.
Just
that would be the singles you were talking about? Yeah.
At what stage is the exchange at now? I mean, are we?
So the global exchange is great.
It's just from cash to start. From cash to coins.
Yeah. So what we're doing at the moment is that we have. So what happens is at the moment you have what's called fiat. So where they say fiat, so that's cash. So from cash to coins. Okay. So what happens is that you can, for all of the general coins. Mm-hmm. So your Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, lots of stuff. You can take any or all of that off the exchange. Okay, at any time. To cash out, that facility is actually quite limited at the moment because it's a cash flow thing. But in Datcoin, you cannot. Okay, and I'll talk about Datcoin in a second.
So you can transfer it to another exchange?
You can take all your normal crypto and take it off. Okay, and we are the actual, the number of trades we have on the exchange have gone up probably 200% in the last 2 weeks. We're quite surprised, but it's like we're going to go very aggressively into that. And I just find if I talk about it, people,
it's not good at it.
Yeah, no, they just No, they just, I've just been caught. I'm a great believer. I want to talk about the vision of things. But what happens is that if you get people, then they say, oh, when's it going to happen?
Yeah.
And then they come back to you and go, oh, it didn't really happen. And all that stuff. You're like, oh, just, you know, I don't want to feel as though I let down people. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I prefer to just go, okay, we'll do it.
You know, Ed, I've been finding this a little bit difficult previously, but I'm not gone in there. Is there somewhere where everything is documented if you want to sign up and you want to get your free coins and blah, 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 everything there?
So everything's documented everywhere, man. Yeah.
In the website.
In websites, FAQs. And the FAQs and all that sort of stuff. And if you don't believe it's easy to find the FAQ, or if you don't think it explains it something, for God's sake, just tell us. Just tell us.
And when I registered and sent some funds
until
Gary, he said, oh, I know already.
There's an automation email that comes through. Yeah. If someone signs up under you. Yeah.
So that's how he knows.
Ah.
So how
does
he
know the details? No. There's predictive analysis, AI, affiliate dashboard. So we have a new affiliate dashboard being launched, we're trying to do it as simple as possible. That's why it looks super simple. So it'll actually show you who's in your team. So if someone is not in your team who should be in your team, you just tell us.
Yeah.
You just tell us. Because the company is fucking led by me. And I know there is nothing more destructive than if you feel as though the company is stealing your affiliates. And it's a silly thing to say, but I don't know how many times I've heard it. We don't give a damn who it goes under. We just want it to go underneath the right person. Okay, that's all. And we want everyone who comes through to ensure that they have an affiliate, you know, linked to them. Like, that's for us.
Yeah.
And that's why I've given them orders that any spare affiliates all go under you.
I've been waiting for it. Take note of what I just told you.
The point is that I just want to. This thing is going to happen soon. Rare thing today, actually, that it should. You know, when this thing goes through $20,000, if you told everyone. The hardest thing right now is to get as many people into the space who tell as many people in the space about the space. That's the hard thing. That's my real challenge. It's if you really understand how this thing will work, that, you know, if you end up with a lot of people, when this thing goes mad, everyone you know will want to be involved in crypto. Yeah. Everyone you know. It was surreal. At end of 2017, it was incredible. It was incredible. You go to a party and, you know, and literally when someone knew you were in crypto, you literally became the most popular person in the party. It was like weird. It was like weird. I'm going like, okay, what's happening? And it's like 20 people around me all going, so how does that work? And how does that work? And how does that work? And I'm going, I know quite a few successful people. Like, I'm going this one. So I go, come on, you know, how did that thing? And I'm looking at Dan, your dad's worth $3 billion. Like, you give a crap about this. And he goes, I'm a Jew. We love this sort of shit.
You know, I create a conversation and ask them what they do, and then they ask me what I do. Then immediately I say, I'm in crypto. They say, oh, I've got a lot of other tech. They get into that, and you can talk to them, it's very easy.
And what we have to do, it's really important, we are the only people that have an opportunity like this. We're the only one in the UK. Everyone else is either, you know, their opportunities have either peaked on the way down, or they never really had an opportunity that would work. And so somehow, over the next couple of months, we have to tell millions of people. And all of those people need to be linked in. Okay, and that's the great challenge that we have. And I, as I said, like we have the way the technology works is that people think there's an exchange, and then there's the portfolios on top, and then you add dashboards and marketing and all that sort of stuff. It doesn't work like that at all, okay? It starts with the portfolios. Then you put exchanges and dashboards and marketing and all that sort of stuff goes on top. And so because what we've done is we've had to take this next step, which is you have the normal global exchange and the Australian one. And what you actually have to do is you have to split off the wallets. So you have Australian wallets go in a separate thing, okay? They get taken off the global exchange and put on the Australian exchange. Okay. Do you understand how that works? And then there's all the how you support all of those separated wallets, okay? And this is, other companies don't do this. But when we've mastered that, we can do that with everyone. And then they all link together, okay? And it means that we will have literally the most powerful ecosystem of anyone. So we're just doing that. It's happening literally as we speak. And so when we've proven that, then we'll roll that around. Well, the next step will be to do the British